This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
17 days from now, the Texans will be on the field at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. The start of their training camp. Sports Radio 610 will be there. Texans Radio will be there. We're all very much excited about it. And as you probably know by now, we recently had the opportunity to visit with head coach Bill O'Brien and asked about his strategy for this time of year between mini camp and actual training camp, and the message to his players as they headed out the door.
We can stay in contact with them. I try not to. I mean, we've been, you know, in contact with them for 9 straight weeks, almost every day. So I do think they need a break. We need a break. It's a very intense environment. But you can contact them. And on the way out the door, I just like any head coach, I would say, I don't ever really like to speak for any other head coach, but I think we all kind of, we always worry, you know, we've laid a good foundation, not worry about what they're doing off the field, but just continue to work out. You've laid such a great foundation here. Why would you want to go home now, lay on the couch, not compete, and then think you're going to come back, you know, the way you look and the way you feel right now? So that was my big message.
Yeah, heading into training camp, there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of reason, I think, for optimism, but there's a lot of questions. Beyond the obvious, and you know what? Let's hit one more Bill O'Brien piece of audio here, and then we'll get into it more specifically. But obviously, at the top of everyone's list are the handful of players coming off surgeries, most notably J.J. Watt, J.D. Clowney, and Deshaun Watson.
It's really about just ramping them up. You know, you're not going to... And really, it goes for the whole team. You know, we've changed kind of some of the way that we think about the beginning of training camp. You know, are we just going to dive in and start going 100 miles an hour when these guys have been off for 5? Let's figure out where these guys are at. Let's see that they've kept up their end of the bargain, which I'm sure they will. And then we'll start training camp and ramp up to kind of we've been thinking a little bit backwards, meaning we started at September 8th, the day before the Patriots game. Where do we want to be? And we think back from there, and that's how we've done training camp on a team basis and on an individual basis with those three guys.
Deontay Foreman also on that short list of guys recovering from surgery and questions about how well they'll be able to answer the bell once the regular season is upon us. I guess beyond the most obvious, do you guys have concerns that you know, on your list that are pretty high up there as to questions that need to be answered?
I just want to say one thing about the injury situation. On Foreman, to me, he's almost at the top of the list of concerns because of the timing of his injury and the ability to recover from that injury. And on top of that, the impact he could have on this team, on this offense. A healthy Deontay Foreman is the best running back on the roster, in my opinion, and should be soon, if not the beginning of this season, but very, very soon. Again, yes, ahead of Lamar Miller. So I think that changes their offensive dynamic dramatically. But the answer to your question is on the back end defensively in the secondary. So many changes, the unfortunate forced change, and we really don't have clarity on the entirety of the season situation for Andre Howell with his health situation. He brought back Jonathan Joseph. Kareem Jackson is not cornerback Kareem Jackson anymore. It's safety Kareem Jackson. You've probably got Justin Reed in a position where he is going to see, I would think, pretty decent amount of field time as one of their safeties. And then the other safety, another newcomer in Tyrann Mathieu. You're hoping that in a contract year situation, a healthy Kevin Johnson is a usable Kevin Johnson. Hasn't been particularly helpful over his 3 years since being drafted. So more than any other area on the team, you pick a player by name or either of those two groups, corners or safeties, and it's just nothing but question marks.
Well, and going back to Foreman and that being a question mark, you know, you mentioned the fact that he's, and I agree, he's the best running back depth chart wise on the roster and how he comes back from that injury. But also the fact that he's having that specific injury at the age he is, that's a red flag to me. You know, you talk about Deshaun Watson's knees and how he has, you know, plural ACL tears. When you're talking about Foreman and he's having that serious of an injury at that age, that's cause for concern too, and mostly because he's so good and is the best running back depth chart wise on the roster, despite what you're paying Lamar Miller and everything that goes into that, you know, in regard to that. So that's a big concern going forward, is the unknown with his health because of the age that he's suffering said injury.
There's no question about it, and those are only a couple of items, I think, and as we get closer and closer to training camp, we'll be discussing them more and more. But again, 17 days from today, Texans will be on the field at the Greenbrier, and we definitely can't wait. Should be pretty exciting, and if healthy, there's a really, I think, high ceiling for this team this season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.